This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
Sarah and Vinny.
Alice at 97.3, Sarah and Vinny, Alice's morning show. It is 6:41 Monday morning, and it's time for the news.
The Radio Alice Report.
What's up, everyone? This Alice Report is brought to you by Feed America. Radio.com is working to feed our families by amplifying grab-and-go meal pickup options for SFUSD and OUSD. Both districts are committed to providing meals for students while school buildings are closed. If you have a child in need and want more information on specific grab-and-go pickup locations and times, then head to RadioAlice.com under the Feed Our Families tab.
I need my readers. Oh, boy. I can't even get away with leaving those. Oh, man.
I need my goggles, everybody. All right. Anyway, I'll get those later. I can get through this. We're fine. I'll begin with this. The first presidential debate is tomorrow night at 6 p.m. I'd also like to mention that over the weekend, we had some football played, and the 49ers got a big win. Their road trip in New York was successful, so they beat the Giants 36-9. The team is a shambles as far as who can actually suit up and go play. But if we're getting wins when we're hurt, look out when we're healthy. Mm-hmm. The Pats beat Las Vegas 36-20. I'm sure that was a celebration at your place.
He just is so happy. His team won.
Right. And Tom
Brady also
won. I guess
he must get a bonus. Yeah, I heard that too.
Tonight, though, listen, this is practically a Super Bowl. I know the teams are, you know, it's early in the season and, you know, people aren't necessarily playing at their best. I don't know what to say, but bottom line is Kansas City Chiefs and Baltimore Ravens tonight for Monday Night Football is a great game with two of the best quarterbacks, young quarterbacks in the league. So that's exciting. Really fun tonight. So there's
what time
that.
Does that start, Vinny? Will you be watching that for sure?
I will. That's at 5:30 tonight.
Oh.
Also, the NBA Finals are set. Miami Heat will play the Los Angeles Lakers starting Wednesday night. So there's that. The most important news of the day I must bring you is, unfortunately, that the firestorms in the North Bay are super serious. So I don't know if we're at the point where it's so hard to do any kind of fundraising or even information gathering becomes internet only. So I don't really know what we could do, but it's really bad up in Santa Rosa, Napa, and Sonoma. We just experienced this here where I live. And I can tell you, even just being evacuated and being fortunate enough to not have your home burned down is still really upsetting. So I can only imagine what it's like for the people living up there who've gone through this a couple years in a row now.
Yeah, this is that's got to be getting old.
So think about your friends in the North Bay, and maybe if you can be prepared to offer a couch or something because they're on the run. This story, I just can't believe it. How do I put this? The first time I heard of something called, let me find the name, Naglaria Fowlery. You know
Naglaria.
What that is, Sarah?
Is that some lady? What's
no.
her name?
It's not a her.
Naglaria.
I'm sure I'm saying it wrong. Naglaria Fowlery. Still nothing?
I got nothing on that.
It's a brain-eating amoeba.
Oh, I feel like I should have heard of that.
Yeah.
By
it's,
now.
It's funny.
It sounds like I don't want.
The story's headline says, it's 2020, so of course, a Texas city is dealing with a brain-eating amoeba in its water system. Super.
Oh, my God.
So this first happened. This is going to be, it's going to take a second, but it's sort of backstory. There's a wave pool in Waco, Texas. It's one of okay. these things where it's a pool and they've created a wave making machine and surfers go there and they call it a resort and you can go ride waves in a pool. And I guess you pay a certain amount and you get a certain amount of time. And basically it's a surfing amusement park. Well, back in 2018, a surfer died there. And he died because he got this Naegleria fowleri. It's a brain-eating amoeba. He got it. He's a guy from New Jersey, and he died. And they
traced it back to this park specifically.
So they had to shut the park down. They tested the water. They were like, well, we're not sure. It's not in this pool, but there's a lot of waterways through here. And they definitely say, it happened here. We haven't been able to trace it specifically to the spot he sat where he caught it or got it. Apparently, this amoeba goes up into your nose. Like, if you swallowed the water, you wouldn't get it.
Oh.
It goes up into your nose.
But if
and
it
into
shoots
your brain
up your... Oh, boy.
Right. So, anyway, this goes back to 2018. They haven't mentioned any relation, but it does seem weird that in Texas... Now, the news story here in 2020, 2 years later, is this town has this brain-eating amoeba, and a six-year-old died from it. So now the whole town has been put on alert that this is something in our water. The CDC has gone to, let me find the town name. On Saturday, the city of Lake Jackson, Texas, issued a disaster declaration after it detected the microscopic amoeba. God, I wish someone could tell me what this Naegleria fowleri in its water system.
I think you're doing it just right. Naegleria fowleri sounds totally legit.
Okay. Anyway, it's commonly found in warm freshwater, such as lakes, rivers, and hot springs, and in soil. And like I said, they found it in Waco, Texas at one point, and now it's turned up again in Lake Jackson, Texas. I didn't have time to look on a map and see if they're near each other.
Right.
But this is... obviously alarming, no doubt.
It's horrible.
The family whose young boy passed from this has to be, it goes without saying. Why would I even bother?
So now, you know, you're saying the only way to get this is to basically snort the water, like have water forced up your nose? Would you get a cut?
It can get up into your nose if you're just underwater. If you're not plugged, right?
Right. Yeah.
Then you've got an
So even just
there.
In right, right. Okay.
So I mean, I don't know, but they're saying something about a splash pad. I'm assuming that's a little fountain type thing.
Yeah.
You're familiar with these?
I've seen those. Yeah, they shoot the water shoots up through sort of a softish area where kids can run around. Was this at a water park?
His family suspected that he could have inhaled contaminated water at a city splash pad or from a hose at home. So obviously it's summer.
It
gets hot in Texas. Yeah. Speaking of, it's going to be hot all week, everybody. So there you go. Anyway, they closed the splash pad and tested the water and it came back negative multiple times, but they know it's in the water there, and this kid passed from it. So 2020, it just keeps getting crazier.
Gets better. I mean, crazier.
Naegleria fowleri.
Ah!
Naegleria?
Naegleria.
Naegleria fowleri.
Fowleri. Fowleri.
Naegleria fowleri. Everybody remember that and try not to get it.
Yeah, okay.
Naegleria fowleri.
Well,
Jesus,
anyway,
that is horrifying. If they find it in the water, can they put some death in the water to kill that stuff? Like, how do we get rid of this? Like, we can't. This can't be happening.
Yeah, I don't know where they'll go from here. I just know that when there's a declaration like that, and obviously water is, we all take it for granted beyond belief.
Yeah. Well, I mean, we need it to live. It's, you know, oh boy, look at that little brain eater. Yeah. It's a zombie maker. Oh, that thing. Look at it. What's that weird red dot on its back? Is that like, you know, like a Black Widow spider has the red dot on her belly? Like, why does it have that? Just like, I don't know. Death machine, I will eat your brain.
Or maybe that's the green poop stuff that you eat in lobster and love.
Oh, I mean, maybe. Right, right. That's yeah. That's its poop hole. Okay. That's probably not something I should say. Anyway, back to you, Ben. I wasn't either. I didn't even, I just, you know, I'm just trying to be scientific.
I wasn't expecting things to get more graphic from where I went with that, but okay.
Well, let's hope that doesn't come back to bite me.
I'm sure it got dumped.
I'm sure.
Get it? Come on, Brent.
Oh, that's a good one.
Oops.
All right. I'll do a fun story now. I love burritos. Burritos are good. Mm-hmm. You know, if you get a good burrito, I feel like there's nothing better.
Although,
you know what, a good taco probably beats a good burrito, but either way.
You love Mexican food.
Let's
leave it at that and hear the story about burritos.
I wouldn't use this next item. I do believe if you're going to buy a burrito that the person making it should put some darn effort into it and roll the thing right and make it, you know.
Evenly distributed meat,
exactly.
Evenly distributed guac,
etc. I'll pay your $10 or even $15 price for a burrito. Just make it right, please.
Yeah.
Get it good. Anyway, they do fall apart.
They do. Occasionally. Some really well-wrapped burrito, you know, or if you leave the tin foil on, that's nice. Mm-hmm.
If you have trouble keeping your burritos together while you eat them because the paper and foil isn't enough to hold it together, someone has just come up with something called the burrito pop. I don't know if this is from, what is that, the Shark Tank, the greatest.
Shark Tank, right. The inventions.
Right. It's a tube for your burrito that basically works like a big stick of chapstick. So you put your burrito in the tube, you twist the bottom, it comes up slowly, and you get to actually eat your burrito without it. And I mean, I really have to admit, most of my burritos end up somehow on me. So I get it.
It's actually, so I'm watching this person use it, and it does look like a giant. I mean, the thing is, I got to carry that around with me now. She just drops in her burrito, and she peels down the papers, leaves the paper on. It's not like you have to take it out to do that. And then it just, and actually, what's
kind of
nice
like
about
the
it,
push pop ice cream.
Yeah,
concept.
Like that. Right. Mm-hmm. It screws up. What's nice is if you don't, who can eat a whole burrito? Like some burritos, you get about halfway through and you're like, oh my God, there's a lot of burrito left.
Well, and that's when it starts to break up on you. And so you get what you can get and then you move on with your life. But
and
apparently this will get you every bite.
Now you can put a top on it and put it in the fridge.
The Burrito Pop is taking orders on Kickstarter right now. It's going to cost $28. So you must, you know what? If you lived right near a burrito place and ate a burrito 3 or 5 times a week, I could see having that on your coffee table and being like, I'm having lunch right here where I always do.
I need to know, can it go in the dishwasher? Can I leave the burrito in it and microwave it? Like, there's I've got a lot of questions about this because, you know, I'm only going to eat half that burrito. I'm going to put the lid on, save it. You know, there it is, all nice and airtight. I want to be able to stick that right into the microwave. I'll look at that. That's
microwavable,
yes.
Dishwasher safe, yes.
All right.
Mm-hmm.
Well, they've come up with quite a little invention.
And they already hit their goal.
Oh.
On Kickstarter.
Oh, good. So this is this is happening.
Mm-hmm.
Well, burritos are popular. I'm not that surprised.
They say a lot of people are starting business. This is like the most new businesses that have been started has been during the pandemic. This is somebody's big idea. They're like, F it. I'm not doing anything else. I'm doing this.
Good. Well, it's nice to see, right?
Yeah, absolutely. It's great. All kinds of cool new little businesses.
Our text number is 800-400-3697. Here's a couple. Lake Jackson is near Houston, southeast of Waco. Yeah, I don't know where they're going to connect these two things, but it seems weird that this has turned up twice in Texas now in 2 years. Like, who's ever heard of Nagleria?
You got it.
Nagleria
Fowleri.
Nagleria. I got it. It's like
Nagleria.
It's like Nigeria. Nagleria.
There you go.
Give me the Fowleri.
Nagleria Fowleri.
Fowleri. Like Larry.
Like Larry.
You know, Larry. Yeah,
like Mike Larry.
Fowleri.
Some guy named Larry.
Nagleria Fowleri.
Nagleria Fowleri.
We'll quiz you in an hour.
Oh, yeah. Remember to do that.
I hate when I look stupid, and it happens too
much. What is the name? Vinny, just do it. What is the name of the brain-eating amoeba? Do it.
Nagleria Fowleri.
Yeah.
I should have recorded that so I could play it back. Hold on.
Don't do it.
You can't do that.
I can.
Cheating. Don't cheat.
It's cheating.
Great. Where was I? Oh, yeah. Tex. FYI, Sarah sounds like she's sitting away from her mic lately. Really hard to hear her. We're having some trouble.
Sarah.
I'm also getting a thumbs up from Nicole, who's running the board there. Should I turn up a little? I don't know. I feel like I'm pretty much on par with you.
No, she's saying you're good. You know what? Yeah. Some people don't know how to work stuff, and we do. So it's all right.
Oh, we got it. Don't worry. It's fine.
Now Sarah thinks Joe Montana is the best quarterback of all time.
Now I do.
All right. Well, I'm glad to hear you finally come around. What's coming up in the trash, Sarah?
Well, I have some bad news from the skateboarding world, but then I have some fun news afterward and more after this.
Sarah and Vinny. Sarah and Vinny. On Alice at 97.3.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.